Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzaru Vashiv. Either way, we're moving along in Perek HaMafgid, discussing halachos related to the Dalet Shoymen, halachos related to Pikdoinos. Up the Mishnah, HaMafgid Peiros, Eitzel Chaveroi. If somebody gives his friend Peiros to watch as a Pekadon, Afilu Hei Navudim, even if the Shoymer Pekadon sees these Peiros getting lost, Rashi says, maybe Achbarim came and were eating the Peiros, or maybe simply, we're in tear, they're riding, Lo Yiga Bahen, he still shouldn't touch them. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that in the event that the Shomer Pekadon sees these Peiros going bad, Moichron Bifnei Bezdin, he should sell them, albeit under the supervision of Bezdin, Mipnei Shehu Kimei Shevabei Delevailo, because he's actually doing something very good. This Aveda is something that the Bailam is going to lose unless he makes a move. So by him going and selling these payros, it's actually a very good thing. Thus, that is what he's supposed to do. In essence, we have in our Mishnah a very basic machloikis tanam. What happens if somebody were a shomer pekadon and the pekadon that he's watching is getting ruined? Should he sell the pekadon so that he can salvage whatever value there is, have the money, and then return the money to the Baal HaPikadon? Or maybe a Shomer Pekadon is not allowed to touch the Pekadon that he's watching, unless he's a Shoyel and a Seicher, where he has certain rights to it. But otherwise, Lo Yigabahem, just because it's getting lost, who said that Halacha changes? The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, and our Mishnah hold, Afilu Hei Navudim, Lo Yigabahem. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you're allowed to sell it. Some Rishonim say, Lechatchila, you should sell it, albeit with the caveat that you do it under the supervision of Bezdin. Says the Gemara, my taimo. What's the reason? And the Gemara's question is, my taimo de chachamim. Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita makes a lot of sense. In the event that it's avudin, you're a meshav aveda. It sounds like that's certainly the appropriate thing to do, but why would the chachamim say, lo yigabahen? At this juncture, the Baal HaPikadon is about to lose his thing. So wouldn't the appropriate thing be to go ahead and to sell it? So the Gemara says it was a machloikis amayron. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Adam roitz v'kav shaloi yoiser mitisho kabin shal chaver. It's based on the fact that a person would prefer to have one kav of his own peiros more so than nine kavim of his friend's peiros. Meaning, enachinami, these peiros are getting ruined. And ultimately, he's not going to have as much of these payers because of the fact that they're getting room. But a person would rather have a little bit of his own payers versus a lot of bit of somebody else's payers. So if you're not going to sell the payers, at the very least, this Baal HaPikadon is going to have kav payros shaloi. If you're going to sell it, you're going to take the money, he'll go buy payers that are someone else's payers, he'll taka have tisha kabin shal chaveroi. But the point is, and it's for that reason you're not supposed to sell it. Rashi says, why does a person prefer having kav shaloi? Because chaviva olav al yidei she'amal b'hen. That being that he horovid and he toiled over these peiros, it's for that reason it's chaviva olav, and that's the premise of this whole halacha. It sounds like, it's almost mefurish and Rashi, that the idea of roitza adam bekav shaloi metisha kamen shel chaveroi is when the person actually toiled and he harvested and he worked, he was a reya, but to the extent that he bought the peiros, then what's the difference? These peiros are the other peiros that I'm going to go ahead and be able to buy. So even though this is an idea that's floated around, adam roitza bekav shaloi yoisa metisha kamen shel chaveroi, this Rashi seems to provide a little bit of insight into the halacha, and that is that the only time this is true is to the extent that he was that he actually toiled and he worked on the peiros. But otherwise, this halacha maybe wouldn't be true. But regardless, Rav Kahana is the first reason in the Gemara. Why is it that even if the Shomer Pekadon sees the peiros going bad, lo yigabahen, it's because, although it's true, the Baal HaPikadon is losing, but it's a loss that he prefers. Because Adam roitza bekav shaloi yoisa mitisha kamen shel chaver. Rav Nachman Yitzchok said a different reason. He said, Chayshina, we considered Shema Asan hamavke truma umayser amokam acher. We're worried that maybe the mafkid made this pekadon trumas umaisras. As a result, the shomer pekadon is going to sell the payers, thinking that it's ordinary chulin, why would you think otherwise? In the meantime, it's trumas ha'maisris. Mechshoyvos can come about as a result of that. What if the buyer is a Yisrael? He's someone that's not allowed to eat trumas ha'maisris. So it's because of that concern that you're not allowed to sell it. So again, according to Rav Kahana, why isn't lo yiga behem? Because adam reitz bekavshel lo yosim etishah kamash al chaver. According to Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak, it's because of a concern. Shem asan hamavke truma u'maisa ha'malkam ha'chem. Meis ve'fek the gemara akasho from a toisefta right here in Bava Metzi and Perak ha'mavke. Mavke peris eis ha'chaver. If someone was mafkid peris eis ha'chaver, ha'reza lo yiga behem, you're not allowed to touch it. The halacha of the chachamim in the Mishnah. The Braisa continues and says, l'fichach, it's for that reason, balabayis oisa oisan truma u'maisa ha'malkam ha'chem. If the balabayis won to take his pekadin and make a trumas u'maisris for other tfuah that he has, it's something that he's allowed to do. Meaning, being that the halacha is that the shomer pekadin is not allowed to sell the pekadin, so the bala pekadin knows with 100% certainty that that pekadin is intact. It wasn't sold, it's still in the rishus of the shomer, which means it's still in his own rishos. And if that's the case, he's allowed to use that for trumas u'maisris. Meaning, if there was a concern that maybe the shomer pekadin sold the peiros, then he wouldn't be able to be mafresh trumas u'maisris from those peiros, because maybe they're gone. Maybe he sold them and whoever bought them ate them, and as a result, they're not around anymore. But being that the halacha is that the shomer is not allowed to sell it, lo yiga behen, so that means it's still in the rishos of the shomer. And again, if it's in the rishos of the shomer, it means it's in the rishos of the mafkid. Pekadin 101, kol hecha di isa b'rishus ha'demara isa. And it's for that reason, because the halach is ha'reza lo yigo behen, that if the Baal HaBayis wants to be oisin truma u'maisra ha'malka mecha, it's something he's allowed to do. So the Gemara asks the Geshmak HaKasha, bishlami Rav Kahana, bishlami koin Rav Kahana, that says, that why is it that ha'mafkid peres eitzel chaveroi lo yigo behen, because adam roitz bekav shal yosim etish ha'kamash al chaveroi, ha'inu diktani lefichach. I understand the lefichach, meaning, lo yigo behen is based on Adam writes a bekav shaloi. Once we know that, it begets another halacha, and that is that if you want to be oisam truma u'maisra al-maka machar, it's something you're allowed to do. Elo the Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, but according to Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, who says what? That the reason lo yiga behen is gufa because of a concern. Shema asana mafke truma u'maisra al-maka machar, my lefichach. So what are you telling me? That because lo yiga bahen, therefore you could be oisa oisam chumo maiser. It's just the opposite. It's chicken and an egg. What came first? First, you were able to be oisa oisam chumo maiser, and then it became halacha that lo yiga bahen. In fact, the whole reason why lo yiga is gufa because you're oisa oisam chumo maiser. Meaning, from the braisa, it sounds like there's an independent halacha of lo yiga bahen, and because of that independent halacha of lo yiga bahen, therefore, literally the word of the Tosefta, lefichach, oisa oisam chumo maiser. Koink Rav Kahana, that's very good. Lo yiga bahen because adam roitza, lefichach, the halach is that you can be mafis, chumo maisa, amok amach. But according to Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, that the reason lo yiga behen is gufa, because you could be ois ois and chumo maisa, so then l'chura, the lashon of the Tosefta seems to be backwards. My lefichach. So the Gemara says, hachi kamer, this is what you have to say. That what the Tosefta is saying is, hash the dom rabbanon loy nizbin, now that the rabbanon said, that you're not let us sell a pekodin, even if it's avudin, d'chayshinon. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe the Baal HaBayis was for that reason, what does that mean? Meaning, being that there's a concern that maybe the Baal HaBayis did it, it's for that reason the Baal HaBayis is allowed to do it. That's the punchline. Punchline is lechatchila. Meaning, this a chashash that maybe the Baal HaBayis did it, it's for that reason, if you ask a Rav, and the question is, could I take my pekodin and could I use it as trumas u'maisris? The answer is going to be yes. And the reason you're allowed to do a lechatchila is because we know that the shomer pekodin is not touching it. And the reason we know the shomer pekodin is not touching it, because even if you couldn't do a lechatchila, there was always a chashash, maybe you would have done it anyways. And it's for that reason the braisa fears ois with a lefichach. So the lefichach is not being mechadish the idea of ois ois and truma u'maisa. You know ois ois and truma u'maisa before you know the halacha of lo. The whole Layiga behen is because of a chashash that maybe the person will be ois ois and truma u'maisa. The chiddush of the lefichach is that because there's a chashash, therefore Layiga, and being that Layiga, it's for that reason you let it go and do it lechatchila. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chano said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis, the Machloikis in our mission with regards to a shomer pekadin that's watching peiros and all of a sudden they're getting lost. The Chachamim say, Lo Yigabahen. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Moichram Bifnei Bezdin. This whole machloikis is to the extent that this loss, this wear and tear, is Bikteches Roinon. It's in the normal and usual customary course of business, meaning it's wearing down in a regular way. But let's say what's going on over here is already unusual. Everybody holds that if you want to sell an embezdin, that's something that you are going to be allowed to do. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush that the whole machlokes on our Mishnah is where it's bikteches roinon. But if it's yoiser mikteches roinon, over there everybody's going to agree that the halacha is Moichram Bebezdin. Incidentally, Toisfiz, Dibra Maskel, Machloikis Bechteis Roinon, speaks out that in the same vein, everybody holds that to the extent that it's Pachlois Mikteis Roinon, that the halacha is going to be that you're not allowed to sell it. Meaning, the words of Rabbi Yochanan are meant to be taken very literally. Machloikis Bechteis Roinon. The Gemara compared it to what about if it's Yoisa Mikteis Roinon? Tosfos speaks that it's also what if it's Pachos Mikteches Roinon. If it's Yoisa Mikteches Roinon, everybody holds Moichram Bebezdin. If it's Pachos Mikteches Roinon, everybody holds Eni Yachal Moichroi. The whole machloikis is if it's Kidei Chesroinon. Over there, the Chachomim say that the halacha is Lo Yigabahen. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Moichram Bebezdin. Says the Gemara Gishmak Ad Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Adi Pliko. That's Pashit. That Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Rachan, who said this Chiddush in the name Rabbi Yochanan, obviously didn't learn the Mishnah like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak learned the Mishnah. Meaning, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that the reason Lo Yigabahen is because we're concerned that maybe these payers that you want to sell right now are Trumas and Meisters, then what difference does it make if it's Kidei Chesroinon or if it's Yaisa Mikidei Chesroinon? Either way, you shouldn't be allowed to sell it. So it's Muchach that Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn the Mishnah the way Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak learned the Mishnah. But says the Gemara, Ad Rav Gehanami Lema Pliga, do you have to say that he also didn't learn the Mishnah the way Rav Kahana learned the Mishnah? Meaning, could Rabbi Yochanan shtim with Rav Kahana, or maybe doesn't shtim with Rav Kahana either, in which case we're going to be forced to say that there's actually a third way to learn the Mishnah, which is going to be the Mahalach of Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says, no. Ki kamar Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana said his halacha, bikteches roinon kamar. He meant it only with regards to bikteches roinon. The only time you say, Adam roitz v'kav shalo yoitzim v'tisha kamar shal chaveira, is if it's bikteches roinon. Meaning, if the loss is an exorbitant loss, over there you don't have that svara anymore. Yeah, there's a svara that a person wants kav shalo yoisim kav shal chaveiroi, but there's a limit to that, right? You'll forego and you'll prefer something that involves your own amelos for a little bit of a loss, but not for a lot of bit of a loss. So if it's Kteches Roinon, then you have the Svar of Rav Kahana. But Yosef Mekteches Roinon, then you don't have the Svar of Kahana. Rabbi Yochanan was not going Alibit Rav Kahana. But the Gemara says, how could you say that? How could you say Rav Kahana only said his halacha if it's a little bit of a loss? It sounds like a person is willing to literally lose ninefold. Avifol, it's going to be Kav Shaloi. And for the Gemara, Guzma Ba'alma. When Rav Kahana said that Loshin, all it was a guzma, but really, it has to be a smaller amount, and if it's a larger amount, in that case, you're not going to have this halacha. So the bottom line is, what just came out, what we have is, two mahalchim had to understand the chachamim in the Mishnah, mafkid peiris, eitzel chaveri, afilu hein avudin, what's the din, lo yigabahen, why not? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, sell it. Do it under the supervision of Bezdin. But the reason you should sell it is, Mipnei Shehu Kimei Shev Aveda Levailon. Sounds very reasonable. The Gemara had two pshatim. Rav Kahana said, because Adam Roitz Bekav Shalom Yoitzim Etish Kamash Al Chaveiroi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Chai Shinon Shem Ha'ason Ha'mafke Tshuma U'maiser Al Mokoim Achar. The Gemara brought a member from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Bachana said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Homachleik is Dafka Bekteches Roinon, Yoitzim Bekteches Roinon. Everybody agrees the halach is Moichron. The Gemara also said that from Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan's memory, you see the Rabbi Yochanan learned like Rav Kahana, not like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, what difference does it make if it's Kedeches Reinon or Yoisem Kedeches Reinon? Here's the punchline. If that's the case, then what emerges is a very clear nafgemina between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's pshat in the Mishnah and Rav Kahana's pshat in the Mishnah. And that is, what if it was Yoiser Mekedeches Reinon? If pshat is Roitzah Adam Bekav Shalom Yoiser Mekedeches Kamash Al Chaveri, that's, if it's devaluing a little bit. If it's already a big number, then not. I didn't Rav Kahana say one ka versus Tisha Kavan. It's a guzma ba'al. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's pshat, it's not going to discriminate between Kedeches Roin and Yosef Kedeches Roin, being that there's a concern that this person might have made a Trumas or Maisers, and it's for that reason not allowed to sell it, so the halacha is always going to be not allowed to sell it. From the price that we mentioned earlier, Lefichach Balabayis, Oison Truma, Maiser, Al Mokamacher. So the price is said that if someone's mafkid payers, being that the Chachamim hold that Rezal Yigabahen, it's for that reason, Balabayis, if he wants, Lichat Chilo, that was the punchline, is he can take that peiris and make it trumas u'maisa. So the Gemara now is going to ask two kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, the lechush, why are we not concerned? Dilma havaluhu yoisa mikideches roinon. Maybe it was yoisa mikideches roinon viznav ninu, and the shomer sold it based on Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. If that's the case, then when this person was mafreshol of trumas u'maisas, really he wasn't mafresh trumas u'maisas because it was not in his reshus anymore. At that point, it was already gone. V'ka'achol tfol it. And if that's the case, it comes out that this person thinks he was mafresh trumas u'maisas. Really, he wasn't mafresh trumas u'maisas. And right now, he's eating tevel. Meaning, he thought he was mafresh trumas u'maisas. Amakumacher. It turns out, the makumacher is still tevel because he was never mafresh trumas u'maisas. Meaning, how could the halacha be l'fichach l'chakchil you're allowed to sell? Because if lo yigabahen is an absolute statement, you're never allowed to touch it, so I got it. But you're telling me lo yigabahen is not an absolute statement. So if that's the case, there's any time in the world where you're allowed to sell it. So how l'fichach l'chakchil could you go ahead and do it? And for the Gemara, yoyseh mekideh chesroin lo shchiach. It's not shchiach. Meaning, the reason l'fichach you're allowed to do it, because this whole inyan is not a shchiach to inyan anyways, and it's for that reason it's not a problem. The Gemara asks another kasha. V'im mishtakhi. Let's say it happens. It's like shchiach. Okay, usually doesn't happen. 95% of the times it doesn't happen, but 5% of the times it does happen. So if that's the case, ma'im is avlinalu. You are allowed to sell. V'lech Hashem ha'son balabayis chumul ma'isha mokam ha'achar. Why are you not worried for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Chashash, meaning why is there no concern that maybe the Baal HaBayis already made a Trumas HaMaisris and you're selling Trumas HaMaisris? So the Gemara says, I hear, when you sell it, you have to sell it to Kayhanim, and you have to be open and honest with the Kayhanim. You have to tell them, listen, it could be this is Truma, and therefore, because of Chashem Mishpat Halachas, you can't charge more than what you would ordinarily charge for Truma. But Enochinami, meaning when we say you could sell it, you could only sell it to Kayhanim, and the reason you can only sell it to Kayanim is because Enochinami, this is something that we're concerned about. So again, Rabbi Yochanan held like Rav Kahana that the reason Lo Yigabahen is because Adam writes Bekav Shal Yosef Tisha Kamash Chaveira. That's why he said that if it's Yosef Mikidei Chesroinon, you are allowed to sell it. The Gemara Muchid in light of the Braisa, that the Braisa says Lefichach, because Lo Yigabahen, you can lechatchila be oisin truma. The Gemara had two problems. Problem number one, how do you know that it didn't devalue oisin mikdei chesroin? It was already sold, and now you're eating tevel. So I said, I'm not worried about that because that's lechatchila. But then the Gemara had another problem. The person's going to sell it. If the halach is lefichach lechatchila, you can be mafresh trumas u'maisers. How do you know the person's not going to be mafresh trumas u'maisers? So the Gemara said, Enochinami, when you sell it, you're going to sell it to Kayhanim. And being that you're going to sell it to Kayanim, so it's for that reason, this whole concern is not going to be a concern anyway. So the Gemara has a follow-up question. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nami, Nizav Ninu, the Kayanim bit Mei Truma. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak held that the whole halacha of Lo Yigabahen was not related to Adam Reitz of Bekav Shal Yoyzim and Tisha Kamash Chaveret. It was all because of a concern. If that's the case, so then why is there even halacha don't sell it? The halacha should be sell it, sell it to Kayanim. Meaning, in the world of Rabbi Yochanan or of Kahana, the reason you're not allowed to sell it is because Adam writes Bekav Shal Yosef Tisha Kamash Al Chaveira. Grad, it could get you tripped up in a scenario with regards to maybe someone's going to be eating Trumas HaMaisers, not copying that it's Trumas HaMaisers. So therefore, what we tell you to do is, we tell you to go sell it again. But at the same time, we understand the Ikar Alach of Lo Yigabahen, because the Ikar Alach of Lo Yigabahen is based on not selling it to anybody. Why not sell it to anybody? Because of Adam Reitz V'Kav Shalot. But according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the whole reason you're not allowed to sell it is what? It's because of a chashash that it might be Trumas HaMaisers. So I understand, just sell it to a Kohen. You're watching this Aveda literally die a slow death. A man is about to lose out. You have a mitzvah to be meshav aveda, l'sucha l'salem, like Rabbeinu Bechariah says. So you have a chiyuv to go ahead and do something about it. The problem is, how do you know you're not selling trumas u'maisers? The terrors to that is, sell it to a kohen. And you saw in the cheshbon of Rabbi Yochanan that that's a valid, legitimate taina. So if that's the case, why, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, would it be any different? So the Gemara says, you have to say that the machloikis over here between Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is as follows. Rabbi Bar Bachan is over, Rabbi Bar Bachan holds. Yoisim v'kidei chesroinon lo shchiach midi. The whole Indian of Yoisim v'kidei chesroinon is really lo shchiach, as we said earlier. V'chim mishtakach, and if it does happen, l'kami hu dahavi yesim v'kidei chesroinon. It usually would happen after an extended period of time. It's for that reason, i'ovedu balabayas chuma u'maiser al mokamacha, if this balabayas would have decided to make his pekod in chumas u'maiseris, mikame dahavadu yoyis mikdei chesroinon oved loho. He would have done it already a while ago. Meaning, there's some chazaka in the world that a person is mafes chumas u'maiseris with some level of zrizos. He doesn't wait too long. And for sure, being that it takes so much time for this to devalue to the point that it's yoyis mikdei chesroinon, we assume that the balabayas would have been mafresh any chumas and maisers at that point. Hilkach ki havelu yoisem mekadeches roinon. If it's yoisem mekadeches roinon, you know for sure that if he was mafresh chumas and maisers, it happened already. In the worst case scenario, what you have here is chumas and maisers. There's a little kayanim, but made chumas and salt kayanim. They can eat chumas, they can eat maisers. Like this, you have nothing to worry about. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Sabar. Here's the punchline. Was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok called yesem mekadeches roinon mishka shchichi? It's more shchiach than you think it is. V'chi havelohu, and when it happens, la'altahu da'avelohu. It happens in a rather expedited fashion. If you eat amrin is of ninu, and if you're going to say that you're allowed to go ahead and sell it, albeit to a kayin, zimnin dekadum mazbamohu, maybe you're going to sell it before the balabayas was mafesh chumas u'maisers. V'chi ovedu balabayas chuma u'maiser. And when the balabayas decides to use it for chumas u'maisers, al mokin machar, based on something else, the other dezavno, he's not going to know that it was sold. V'ka ochel tfolin, and it's going to come out that he's eating tevil. A little convoluted. But essentially what the Gemara is saying is that enochinami, if the chshash that Rav Nachman Yitzchak had was that I'm afraid that a purchaser is going to be eating chumas and maisers, he would say to sell to a kohen. And like this, you check off all the boxes. Everyone's going to be happy. I call you over, you're on the you were made, no one's eating chumas and maisers. That wasn't really his concern. His concern really was that you're going to sell it before this person was mafresh chumas and maisers. Then he's going to be mafresh chumas and maisers, thinking that it's still in his rishos because it's in the rishos of the shomer, and it's going to come out that he's going to eat tevel. So you selling it to a kohen is not going to fix that problem. And because it's not going to fix that problem, so it's for that reason there's going to be an issue. In other words, what the Gemara is essentially doing now, it's redefining really what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was saying. We thought Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was saying that the reason why Yigabahen is because it might be chumas u'maisers, and it comes out someone on the other end is eating chumas u'maisers. There would have been a simple workaround for that. Just sell to a kohen. That would have been an eitzah. That wasn't really his chashash. His chashash was that the person's going to be mafresh chumas u'maisers after you already sold it, and he's going to end up eating tevel. It's the same nusach. It's the same nekuda. It's related to a chashash that he's going to be oisin chumas u'maisers on makom acher. But the point over here is not that the buyer is going to end up eating chumas u'maisers. The point is that the balapikodin is going to end up eating tevel. That is what it is that we're worried about. One nekuda that Tosfos speaks out that I think is worth mentioning, and that is the Gemara when it mentioned Rabbi Yochanan's halacha right away. So the initial reaction was Ad Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Vaday Pligi. The Gemara had no way of reconciling Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Yoisin Mekideches Roinon with the halacha of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. But really, what emerges is that maybe there would have been an eitzah to make him shtim even with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. And the reason is because if you're only going to be allowed to sell it once it's yoisem mikidei chesroinon, so then you have nothing to worry about. Because the way Rabbi Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan sees the metzias is that it's going to take a long time for that to happen. For sure, the moicher, for sure, the Baal HaPekodin, not the Moichar, the Baal HaPekodin will have already been mafresh chumas and maisers. As a result, there's no concern that he might be eating tevel. And you sell it to a kohen. It's like this, there'll be no concern that the end user is having a problem either. Meaning, the Gemara, for some reason, didn't want to accept that in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, to the point that the Gemara says, "B'mai pligi, what's the machloikis Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, freik toisvis, it's toisvis kasha, that I don't even know why you have to make a machloikis. If anything, just the opposite. I think it's very nice to learn that Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan really learned the Gemara the same way that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok learned the Gemara, but by Yosef Mekdeches Reinim, based on the cheshbon that we just made, there's no chashash. Sell to a kayin, but there'll be no chashash. So why was it muchach in the beginning of the Gemara? Not that way. This is Taisus Kasha. Obviously, there's a lot of pshatov over here, but I felt like something you do need to speak out. Ayin sham. Either way, zok the Gemara vayta. Meisvei, another kasha. From another brisa, hamafkid peiros eis l'chaveroi. If somebody gives his friend peiros as a pekot and very kivo, and they spoiled. Yeah, and somebody gave his friend wine, the hichmetz, and it became chaymetz, vinegar, spoiled. Shnem, and he gave him oil, the hivish, and it went bad. Dvash, he gave him honey, the hidbish, it went bad. Hareza lo yigabahen, you now let it touch it, divi rameir, as I held rameir. V'chachomim oimen, the chachomim say, oisel lehem takona, umoichrim bebezden. No, we make a takona, you're supposed to do something, we'll see what that means, and you go ahead and you sell it in bezden. Now, if you look at this braisa high level, sounds like our Mishnah. The machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim sounds like the machloikis the Tanakamo and Rav Shimon Gamliel, right? Let's do this more carefully. If someone's mafkid peiro seitzel chaveiro, they went bad. Wine, oil, honey, hareza lo yigabem. I don't care that it's spoiling. You don't touch it. That was the shita of the Tanakamo, the shita of the Chachamim in our Mishnah. The Chachamim oimrim oisim lem takanu moichrim bebezdin. That certainly sounds a lot like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Okay, the brisa continues. We'll get back to this. Ukeshu meichron, when you sell it, meichron acherim. You have to sell it to other people. Ain't a meichron la'atzma. You can't sell it to yourself. The reason you can't sell it to yourself is because we're concerned that maybe you're already not being so erlich. I saw it growing bad, so I decided to put it away for my children. Nah, that's already not okay. You want to sell it to somebody else? Memela. But to yourself, that's nishta zoi good. Ki yoitza by a similar alach, a gabait stoko. Let's say you have a gabait stoko. Bisman she'en l'maniyim l'chalik. Say he collected a lot of prutois. So prutois, we know, is the minimum dollar amount back in the day. Not kesef tsuri, the inferior type of money. It was also made in Nechoshes, and Rashi said it also used to go bad. The money actually spoiled at some point. Whatever, it eroded. Something happened to it. So let's say you have a Gabbait Stalker who has a whole bunch of pennies. He has all these different prutas, and he needs to do something about it because he doesn't have Daniyim to be Mechalikitu. In the meantime, it's going to go bad. So if you want to swap it out for Dinarim and Slam and Shkolim and all these other different coins, Parton Lacherim. In part, because again, we're concerned that maybe he's not being erlich. Gabay Tamchoy, the same is true for the Gabay of the Tamchoy. So the Tamchoy was like a soup kitchen. They used to feed people every single day. Let's say they prepared a lot of food, and now they don't need all this food. So bizman chain the manim lechalik, if they don't have a name to give it to, moichon lachir, you want to sell to somebody else, but they ain't a moichon laatzmai. Right? This is an idea of yisim nikiyim. You never do it to yourself. What do we need from this whole brisa? So what we need from this brisa is that there was a machloikis remain the chachamim, which essentially is the machloikis, certainly high level, the chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel and Unzer Mishnah. And the brisa, as it almost always does, was a little wordier than the Mishnah, and maybe gave us a little bit of insight into the sugya that we're discussing. Meaning, it says, "Peiros v'herkivu." The peiros went bad. My love, I feel the yeser mikidei chesroinon. Doesn't herkivu mean even if it's yeser mikidei chesroinon? And if that's the case, you see, still the halachas lo yigaben, not like Rabbi Bar Bachanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Loi, who said that? Mikidei chesroinon. Maybe it means kidei chesroin." But the Gemara says, "I hear peiros v'herkivu. You can get away from." Abavoyayim v'hichmitz. Shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidvish, the yesem mikdeches roininu. Over there, they went completely bad, and still the halachas you don't sell it. And for the Gemara, very posh the teretz. What's the teretz? Shani, hani, kivan dekam kam. It's true. They taka spoiled, but they spoiled already. So at that point, you're not going to gain anything by selling it. Meaning, where Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's yesem mikdeches roininu, you should sell it. That's if there's something to salvage. But over here, there's nothing to salvage anymore. Mada hava hava. Right? Shana hani, the kivan dekam kam. It's too late. You missed out. And as a result, you're not going to salvage anything. Therefore, the halacha is gimri lo yigman. So if it's yesem mikideches roinon and you can salvage it, that's one thing. But over here, it's yesem mikideches roinon and you can't salvage it. And therefore, the halacha is, you just let it be. Says the Gemara. Bederech agav. Dvash v'hidbish. So according to the Chachamim, all those things, if they went bad, what should you do with them? You should go ahead and you should sell them. Shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidbish. So my chazi, what are you going to do with all these things? So the Gemara says, meaning, who's buying them? Shemen chazi l'gildai. So if you were a tanner, losuch oirois, to shmir the hides and the skins, it has some value. Dvash, what would you do with the honey? Liktisha degamli. So in the event that your gamal has a wound, you can smear it on the wound. It has a little bit of usage, and as a result, to say sell it doesn't make sense because people would buy. The Chachamim, I'm going back to the Brais, the Chachamim said, Oiselem takono, umoichrim ebes. The Chachamim said that you don't say lo yigbehen, But like Rav Shimon Gamliel said in our Mishnah, you should sell it bebezin. But the lashon was oisin lehem takana umoichrim bebezin. Says the Gemara, my takanta avilu. What's this takana? What are we talking about? Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said likankanim. And really, the Gemara's kasha of my takanta, just to appreciate it a little bit better, is in the case of the wine that went bad and the honey and the oil that went bad. So takana sounds like you're saving something. You're not saving anything, right? What's the point? What exactly are you saving? What are you accomplishing? So the teretz is, you're saving the kankanim. That's what you're saving. You're saving the actual jugs. Because if you have this spoiled honey sitting in this kankan for an extended period of time, it's going to make the kankan go bad. And that's what you save. Says the Gemara of the Michael Mifli. What's the machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim with regards to whether you would sell to save the kankan or you wouldn't sell to save the kankan? So the Gemara says, here's the machloikis, the mar sava lehefsin meruba chashashu, lehefsin muet loy chashashu. Umar sava afil lehefsin muet nami chashashu. Rameir says that, yeah, we would say sell it if there was a hefsin meruba, but the hefsin that's going to happen to the kankanim is a hefsin muet, that's not something we're worried about. Whereas the chachamim in this brisa say afil lehefsin muet nami chashashu, and therefore we tell you to sell it, even if it only means to sell the kankan. We're going to go weiter, but there's a major, major discussion in the Rishonim, Ein B'Melchamas Hashem, etc., that is centered around what exactly was the Gemara's Kasha B'Michael Miflege. What do you mean? I thought the Machloikis is the Machloikis, the Chachamim and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah, which is a Machloikis based on the Svar of Rav Kahana, Adam Reitz of Akav Shalom, Yosef Metisha Kamish Al Chaveroi, and the Svar of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, which was, we're concerned that maybe the person was Oysa Oysen Truma. So why then does the Gemara Mitamol ask this Kasha B'Maiko Miflegi? What do you mean? The Machloikis is everything that we talked about earlier. So I'm Rishonim, one Mahalach that the Rishonim say is that it could be in some of these cases, you don't have the svar anymore. When you have Yayin the Hichmitz, Shevim the Hivish, Dvach the Hidvish, let's just talk Rav Kahana because it's Poshet, Lesaber Esa Oizen. Adam writes of a Kav Shaloi, Yoysim Etisha Kamen Shal Chaveir. Yeah, that's if I have something. But I don't want my spoiled honey that I worked very hard with all my bees and my honeycombs versus someone else's fresh honey. Right? There's a shear, as we said on Amid Aleph. It's a guzma ba'alma. So it could be in these cases, you don't have the svar of Rav Kahana. So too, Ayin B'Rishonim, you don't have the svar of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And for that reason, the Gemara had to work out a little bit the Maikom. Either way, Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, Yimachrim the Bezlin, the Neshu Kamesh of Aveda Labayim. You sell it in Bezlin because you're a Mesh of Aveda. Itma, Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, Am Rav Yechron, Abba said the name Rav Yechron, Halach, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Halach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav said the name Rav Nachman, Halach, Kedivri Chacham, no, the Halach is like the Chacham. Faith the Gemara, why Rabbi Yochanan have to say Allah Rav Shimon Gamliel? From Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Zimna, Rabbi Yochanan said it already. The Amr Rabbi Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chad Sen, the name Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mok Mishnah Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah Sein, Allah Chakim Oisai. Any time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says anything in a Mishnah, the Allah is like in Chutz, with the exception of three halachas, Arev, Vitzidoin, Viraya Achrein. So why does Rabbi Yochanan have to tell me that the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan holds the Allah is always like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah with three exceptions, and this is not one of them. So the Gemara says, Amayra, Ninav Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. You have to say that there was a machloikis amayron, whether in fact Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel or not. Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he holds that Rabbi Yochanan never said this general rule that whereas Rabbi Bar Bachan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Kamokim Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel," the Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kemoisa obviously holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds "Kamokim Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel," the Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kemoisa. It's interesting because we also know that there's a cloud throughout Shas. The Rabbi Yochanan holds Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and there too the Gemara always says that really it's a Machlokes Hamayram whether Rabbi Yochanan holds that Halacha is like Stam Mishnah. So there was apparently different debates amongst the Amayram, presumably the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, with regards to not just halachas that Rabbi Yochanan said, but even klolim, which is much more of a chiddush, klolim that Rabbi Yochanan said. Right, you have kiyasa Rav and kiyasa Rav Dimi, they're always arguing about what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, machloikis amayram aliba de Rabbi Yochanan is Talmud Bavli 101. But here you have even machloikis and with regards to different klolim. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold halacha kistam mishnah? It seems that some Amiram held yeah and some Amiram held no. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a mishnah with a few exceptions? It seems that that too was a machlokes Amiram. Either way, Zok to Gemara. And this Next Gemara is really going to make a little bit of a pivot, and it's going to take us deep into tomorrow's daf. So we're just going to make a schol, and the Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Mid Rav Shimon Gamliel, Nishma, says the Gemara, from Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha, that says that what? That if you're a shomer pikadon, and the pikadon is going bad, the halacha is you should go ahead and sell it, albeit under the supervision of Bezin. Why? So from that halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we can learn another halacha. A halacha that, as we'll see, in the end of today's daf and in tomorrow's daf, was regretfully not so uncommon once upon a time. And that is, the Meiridin Karoiv L'Nichsei Shavt. That in the event that somebody was taken into captivity, he's a hostage, and right now he has a business, he has a field that he used to work, but he's not around to work it anymore. Bezdin will go, and they'll take this person's Karoiv, his next of kin, and have this person go and work the field. Now, he's going to do it for a little bit of a profit. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to say he got paid like a sharecropper used to get paid. So whatever was the standard, usual, and customary rates for a sharecropper, that's what this person would get. But the bottom line is that from Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha, we learn that this is something that you're allowed to do. Additionally, midrabbono nishma, from the halacha of the rabbono, we learn the ein mayridin karv l'nechsei shavt, that this is something that you're not allowed to do. Now, at first glance, Ma inyan shmita etzalar sinai. What do these two halachas have to do with each other? So if you look in the Rishonim, and it's going to be clear from the Gemara, the common denominator between these two cases are, there's an idea that if somebody was taken hostage, and right now he's not available to work in his business, to work in his field. So it makes a lot of sense for Bezdin to do the right thing, to do the yasher and the toif, and appoint someone to go and work the field. Now, who would be the logical person to do it? The Kar would be the logical person to do it. Why? Because he's the Yerush in the event that this Shavu is no longer alive. He's incentivized to do a good job. It just makes sense on many levels. So it makes a lot of sense. What would be the reason not to do it? The reason not to do it is because why are you telling someone to go check it with somebody else's field? At the end of the day, it's not your money, so keep your hands off it. Now, could be you're going to benefit him. I don't know, but maybe you're not going to benefit him. Maybe he's going to work the field. Rashi says he's not going to be Zareya b'shazriya and Chayrish b'shaz Charisha and Koitza b'shaz Kitzira. And as a result, could be he's not going to end up doing everything punklich the way he's supposed to do. So you have to do a cost-benefit analysis. On the one hand, I hear the Maila. On the other hand, maybe it's not Kedai. In our Mishnah, the setup, the risk analysis is very, very similar. Because in our setup, you have a similar situation. There's a shomer pikadon. It's not his. There's an issur for him to be shaleich yad. But at the same time, he sees it going bad. So makes sense. Maybe get involved. Go ahead and sell it. Will be the reason not to. I don't know. Maybe this mechira is not going to be a good mechira. Now, here it's a little harder to hear it. But I don't know. Maybe the mechira is not going to be a good mechira. Maybe the thing you sold is going to end up going up in value. Maybe the person wasn't right. You don't know, right? So because you don't know, again, there's a similar situation. So says the Gemara. It's like a stum of the Gemara. From the fact that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're supposed to sell. So you see from the Emay reading card of the Nechsei Shavui. And from the fact that the Rabbanan said you're not supposed to sell. You see from the Emay reading card of the Nechsei Shavui. The Gemara's assumption is that Rav Shimon Gamliel would be consistent with regards to the way the Shomer Pekadon views the Pekadon versus the way Bezdin would view the Nechasim of the Shavui and vice versa. But the Gemara says, Umi Mai, how do you know? Maybe it's true Rav Shimon Gamliel said his halacha over here, but maybe he only said over here, Elmishum the Kal Yakarno, because over here the Karen is going, right? It's gone. Aval Hasam, but over here regarding the Shavui, Hachi Namidei Meridin. Just because you leave a field and you don't work it for a year, it doesn't mean you're going to lose the Karen, right? The Shomer Shvi is do it every Shemitah. No one says it's gone forever. You have payers that are rotting. At some point, it's going to go. So could be Rav Shimon Gamliel only said his halacha, we're afraid you're going to lose the Karen. But maybe over there not. That can come to Rabbanon Nocha. And could be even the Rabbanon that said their halacha, they only said it here. Elo Iker Rav Kahana, Iker Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Because they hold other like Rav Kahana, other Reitz B'Kav Shalai, or they all like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who's worried about Trumas and Maisa. Aval Hasam, but over there where you don't have any of these Cheshashas, Hachi Nami de Meiridin. So maybe over there you would be Meirin. Either way, the Gemara says that I hear the Havamina, but that's all it is. Meaning, it's certainly not Muchach that the two things I told you is Ebezeb. But the Gemara says, Lameim, the trade time in Enu? You mean to tell me that you would just doicha this Tzushta? And you really think that two independent halachis? Vam Rav Yehuda Mashmul, interesting kasha. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmul, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vam Mashmul, and Shmul also said, Moi reading karv l'nechse shavoy. Meaning, Shmul paskin both of these halachas. Lav mishum dechat aimu? Isn't it because it's one time? So the Gemara says, no, again, it's a nice havamina, but why? It's two different times. I'll prove to you it's two different times. Amar Rav Nachman, because Rav said the name Rav Nachman. Halacha kidavir chacham. The halacha is like the chacham. Vam Rav Nachman said, Moiridin kar of l'nechsei shavoy. That you could be moirid l'nechsei shavoy. If you're going to tell me that two halachas are totally zabezet, and you have a stira, you have a sneer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the halacha is like the chachamim. Yet he holds your moiridin, which according to you is totally Rav Shimon Gamliel. El shmamino train timing in ushmamino. El ma, you see for me that the two different times, shmamino. Bottom line, interesting shakla vataria here, interesting svaris, right? Usually when the Gemara has rayas, this is a raya. From the fact that Shmuel Paskin in both cases, the same halacha must be its chataymininu. So obviously you have to roll up your sleeves and learn this Gemara a little bit better. But we do what we do, and that is to keep our sleeves rolled down. We go weiter. Itma shavli shenishba. In the event that somebody was taken into captivity, Rabba Marab says, "Ema reading karv l'nechasim." We're not moirid a karv to his nechasim. Shmuel says, "Ema reading karv l'nechasim." Now we are moirid a karv l'nechasim. Says the Gemara. B'shashamu b'shemeis. In the event that there's a rumor that spread that this person died. Now Tosfos clarifies that when we say b'shashamu b'shemeis, we don't mean that Adam came and said that he died. What we mean is there's an edecha that says he died, means that there's just a rumor, quote unquote, that he died. In a situation like this, kuli amaloi pligi de mayridin. Everybody agrees that the halacha is mayridin. Because if there's a rumor that he died, so now already the risk analysis shifts a little bit. Because now at this point, you're worried that he's going to mess up. As far as we know, he's probably not even alive, which means that this person who's working the field, really owns the field. So when you add that into the equation, so then already the halach is, everyone agrees my reading. Keep leaking, what's the machloikis? B'shaloi shamu b'y shameis. If we didn't hear that he died, Rav, I'm a rabbi, it's a meridin, the halach is a meridin. Why? Because we're concerned that he's going to mess up, like we spoke at earlier. B'shmul says my reading, that the halach is my reading, because keep it on my reading, that we said shamin aluhu ka'aris, that he's going to get paid, like we also mentioned earlier, meaning he's going to get a shtickle profit. So we're not concerned that he's going to do a bad job, meaning we're comfortable he's going to do the right thing. And therefore, the halacha is that it's something that Ma'iridin. So the bottom line is, what do you see from this last Gemara? Two things. Number one, this shail of Shavui Shenishba Ma'iridin, Ema Ridin, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel. And number two, what you see from here is that if it was Shamu by Shemes, if there's even a rumor that he died, I mean, if you know he died, it's Pasha. But if there's even a rumor that he died, that would be enough for everybody to agree. Ma'iridin, the whole shail is Kishaloi Shamu by Shemes. Faith the Gemara Kasha. Mesi. Rabbi Loza says. It says in the Torah, V'chora api, V'horakti eschem, V'chore, V'hoyu neshechem amonois, U'vneichem yisoymem. This pasuk sounds like it's in the Teichecha. It's not. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's a pasuk that's tucked away that says that if the Yidden, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, are not going to do what they're supposed to do, an idea that repeats itself many times in the Torah, most prominently in Mishnah Torah. But the point is, Hashem says, I'm going to be very angry. V'harakti eschem becharev, v'hoyu nisheichem amonis, your wives are going to be amonis, and your children are going to be your yisoymen. Said Rabbi Lazar, that I have a kasha with this pasuk. Mimash m'shenem v'chare api v'harakti eschem. From the beginning of the pasuk, yodei ani, I know, shenishoyseyem amonis, uvneim yisoymen. Meaning, if the men are going to die, then naturally their wives will be amonis, their children will be amonis. So what do you need this? Melamit's coming to teach us. You know what's going to happen? Not only will the women be amonis, but they're going to be amonis forever. They're going to be agunois. Because you're never going to get information about this man that he died. And like this, she's never going to be able to get married. And the children are not just going to be yisoymim, but they're going to be yisoymim even from the nechasim. They won't be able to yarshin. You know why? Because they're going to want to be roitzen leirad lenichse yavim. Ve'ein manichin oisam. No one's going to allow them. And the reason is because they're not going to know they died. They were taken into captivity, and because they were taken into captivity, so right now, the halacha is going to be that they're not allowed to go and enter the field. Faith the Gemara, it's a mefurish of Braisa that Rabbi Loza is using to darshan a pasuk, that to the extent that someone's taken into captivity, what's the halacha? The karev, in this case, the children are not allowed to go into the field. It's a mefurish of Braisa. And my Rabbi says, now I'll tell you what the Braisa means. Leirad v'limkar tonight. Doesn't mean they're not going to be able to work the field, but it means they're not going to be balabus. They won't be able to go into the field and start selling off the assets. The reason is because they're going to be concerned that maybe the father's alive. The Gemara says, a postscript, Hava uvdim in Harda. There was a real life story in the Harda where someone was taken into captivity and there was a shaila kariv. Should you allow him to go into the estate? Not go into the estate. Upashte Rav Sheshes mehamas naisa. Rav Sheshes, who was a Sinai, who always says tinisua, right? So he said, I have a raya from this braisa. He said, I have a mafurish braisa that says that you're not let it go. Amli Rav Amrin. So Rav Amrin was there, and he said, Duma later Vilimkar tonight. How can you be poisoned from this braisa? He said, what Rava said. He says, maybe the braisa just means that they're not allowed to sell it, but not that they're not allowed to go in. Amalei said, he told him back, Dilma Laird Valimkar tonight? I have my own question. Dilma mi Pumpadisa. Maybe you're from Pumpadisa, and don't try this at home, but the Ma'ailam Pila Bekupa de Machta. He says, maybe you're from those people that try to take a Pila. So Rashi says, a Pila is a very large animal, right? It's an elephant. Then they try to take this Chaya Gedoyla and put it into a Nekev of a Machat, into the hole that's mamish like, meaning it sounds to me like you're trying to say a Doichik, literally, you're trying to force something. Meaning, your teretz is a daichik. Why is it a daichik? So he told him, I'll tell you why it's a daichik. Because it says that the wives are going to be almanos and the children are going to be yisayim. And mahasam. When we say that wives are almanos, what does it mean? Klaloi. They're going to be almanos, meaning they have no rights of a woman that's not married because of the fact that they're agunos. Afachanami klaloi. So too, when we say that the children are not going to have access to the chasam, it doesn't mean they won't have access to sell it, but otherwise, no, it means they're not going to have access at all. As a result, your teretz is a shenuyah d'chika, and we are going to stop here. So, Baruch Hashem, this week was an intense week of Daf Yomi. We finished Eil Metzias. We started Perek HaMafkid. So just to end with a light ha'ara, a dover chadash. That is, so the focus of Amud Aleph was the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah regarding hamafkid peiros etzel chavera. And now the Shomer Pekodin sees that these peiros are spoiling, they're going bad. The mice are starting to bite into it. What should you do? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, sell it. Do it in the presence of Bez, then you're a meshav avei de levailim. The Chachamim b'snei lo yigavahem. And the Gemara brought a major machloikis on Mayron, a machloikis Rav Kahana and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, in terms of why is it that according to the Chachamim, the halacha is lo yigabahem. So on the topic of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Michas HaLuzer, in his Sefer Divrei Torah, it's a Madure Kama, it's Siv Katan Chav Beis, says the following. U'bazeh amarti ho'inin. So the context is not wichtig for us. Mashu mekubal eitzel ha-tzadikim, b'shem Rabbeinu HaKadosh, ha-chizim al-blin, z'chus ha-yogan olein. Ki hoysa nafsho ismecha belimur hashas bevoy lememris Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Michal Soluzer says that there's a Kabbalah by the Tzaddikim that when the Rebbe from Lublin, the Chayza, would come to a memra from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he was very besimcha. The Higid, and he explained as follows. Ki abaldover, meaning of course the Yetzahara, rotzo litein lo yiharbe madrega is yoyser. He offered to give him many tremendous madregas and ruchnias, ulahaniach lo harbe dvarim, and to walk away from many things, rak shelo yilmud gemara. But what he wanted back from the chayza was that he shouldn't learn gemara. Ubefrat memris from Nachman by Yitzchak. And befrat he wanted that he shouldn't learn memris from Nachman by Yitzchak. Vehikir mizeh. And from that, the chayza chab, from the fact that he realized that the madrigas were coming natural to him. But to learn Gemara, there was a much bigger Mechemes HaYetzer. And Befrat, when he came to a member from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Chayzat Beruach Kodesh, he felt that there's something working against him. And for whatever reason, it's not going. So V'yada Beruach Kodesh, Shezeu Tikun Gadol in Nefesh, L'Ritzoyne Yisbarach Shemai, Rak Sheyilmudu Gemara, he chab from there what a Tikun Nefesh there is when a person learns Gemara, U'befrat Bevoye L'Divrei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Kiniska. Adkan Shemati. This is what the Michas HaLuzer brings. So he said he heard, there's a Kabbalah by Tzadikim, that the Chosim Lebrin used to be very besimcha when he was learning Gemara, and he came to a memra from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he said, the reason is because he chapped Beruach Kotchoi, that the Yitzhahara tried very hard not to allow him to learn Gemara, ubefrat, not to learn memories from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, which to him meant that there's a tremendous ticking for his nefesh when he learns Gemara, ubefrat, when he learns Gemara from Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and that's why whenever he came to a memory, he chapped, he was doing something to his nefesh that was not shayach in the veld, and for that reason, he was very, very besimcha. So I came across a sefer. It's called Memris de Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. We are taking the lead of this Kabbalah by the Tzaddikim from the Rebbe from Lublin, from the Chayzer, that there's a special Tikkun HaNefesh that a person can have when he learns Gemara, befrat the members from Nachum Yitzchok. So this yid went, and he was number one, Malaki, different Sforim from Tzadikim. His name is Rabbi Yosef Doiv Landau Shlita. Where different Chassidish Sforim bring this idea, albeit with different Nuschais, and then afterwards he brings every single member from Nachum by Yitzchak with a Gemara Kipshuta, with a basic beer, so that if a person every single day wants to learn members from Nachum by Yitzchak, here you have it in a Sefer, and the Sefer is called Members to Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. So just to mention a few of the Makairos from the Chassidish Sforim that he brings, I'll mention three. One of them is from the Sefer called Zichron Eliyahu. The Zichron Eliyahu was written by Agun HaKudesh, Reb Eliyahu, who was the son of Reb Isaac Mizidachov. And he said the follows, quote, V'hinei shamati b'shem ha-Rav HaKodesh Melublin, Zichron Elivrocha, L'chayo El Mabo. Asher emloy mit gemara koidem ha-tefilah, Shitas Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, that if a person learns gemara before davening, and specifically he learns the Shita of Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, hopefully it's not before davening, but somebody learns Shitas Reb Nachum by Yitzchak before davening, Oz meyer loy tefilatzai, it's going to be meyer's tefilah, and his tefilah is going to have a tremendous, tremendous ha'ara. He brings afterwards from the Sefer called Elef Ksav. So Elef Ksav was written by Reb Yitzchak Weiss. He was the Ravid of Verboy. We quoted the Goyen Reb Yitzchak Weiss, his Tshuva Siach Yitzchak in the Remeir Balanes raid bait. But either way, he said, quote, Shamati mi Remeir Halevi Landau, ke'ez b'munkach, sh'agoyin ha-kodesh de'lublin omar, toiv l'ilmoid gemara koidem ha-tfilo, ashem muska by Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, umoyel le'kabolas ha-tfilo. So it's interesting, because over the years we mentioned many times that the B'nai Soscha brings, that based on what Dachi Amaral writes in his Geres Atil in his Sefer HaChayim, that gemaras v'shatev is gavril, mechal, refal, and uriel, which means that when a yid learns gemara, he's zoicha tamimini michal, mesmoy le'gavril, mefane ariel, me'achayra, refal. And of course, v'al reish shechin askel. So he says that when a person learns gemara, he has this escort of Malachim. So he says it's a dover toiva hagen that before a person davens, he should learn Gemara, because by learning Gemara, you're going to be zoicha to Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel, and that's Shmira El Yoyna. But over here, we have a knech from the Chayza who said that Befrak, it should be the memories from Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. One other member that he brings several, and that is that the Heilige Divrei Yoyel once said on Purim. This was said over by one of the Talmidim of the Satmar Rebbe, Reb Shimon Reich Zatzal. He said, quote, as Ayid learned Gemurah in the Free Faran Davenin, and a Bagegent Amame for Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, is thus a skill of Yerushalayim. So this was an idea that permeates Chassidus Shesvar. That if a person learns a member from Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, it's a school for his tefillah, it's a school for Yerushalayim, it's a tikkun for his nefesh, a dover nifla, and the makar to it is from the Rebbe from Lublin. The question is, what's the pshat? Now, obviously, this is way above our pay grade. So he brings from the Seif Mesheres Yaakov, which was written by Hagoyin HaMakubal, Reb Itchamai Morgenstern Shlita, who said a dover nifla. He says, Yodua, Reb Tzadik writes this in his forum. The Bnei Soscha brings this in Etlecha Pletzer. I believe it comes from the Maral. And that is that if you want to know the essence and you want to know the mahus, the toichin of something, look at the first place that it's mentioned in the Torah. And whatever it means there, that's megala on what the essence is. So Rabbi Shemaya said that that's not only true for Torah Shabbat, it's true for Torah Shabbat Peh also. And not only is it true for Torah Shabbat Peh, but he said if you want to know the mahus of a Tana or an Amoira, look at the first member in Shas that Tana, that Amoira said, and by that, you'll be able to understand the pnimius of the nefesh of that side. Mamash adover nifla. This is what he says. So he says, the first time Rav Nachum by Yitzchak is mentioned in Shas is the Gemara Masechtes Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mipnei ma loy nemar nun ba'ashrei. How come when you go through Ashrei, you don't have the ois nun? Said Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is when they Yisrael, because the ois nun has in it a pasuk. There's a pasuk somewhere that starts with a nun that means mapalosan shal Yisrael. The chesiv nafla lo yisoysev kum besulas Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. It's the first member in Shas. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said, Afilu hachi chazar David v'samcham beruach hakodesh. David Amelech beruach hakodesh went and he was soymich the noiflin. Shenema, what do we say in Ashrei? So Rabbi Shemaya said that you see from here that the mahus of Rav Nachum by Yitzchak is as a soymech noiflin. That's what he is. And he says it's Yodua that the avoida of the Rebbe from Lublin was that he was soymech noiflin. And people would come to him in Madrigas and Matzovim of tremendous nefilas, Begashmias uberuchnias. And the Rebbe, Beruach Kotshoi, he was called the Chozer, was able to be mile of these Yidden from their nefilas. And the Chozer must have felt that he had a Sheiches, a Kesher, to the Madrigas of Nachum HaYitzchak, which is a Madrigas of Soymech Noichim. Namish Dvorim Nefloim Adlamai. But I'll tell you just maybe one har. It's a Hergish, and obviously you can't say Torah, but it's a Hergish, that's what it is. It's a Hergish. And that is the Gemara, the very, very end, the Masech de Soita, everyone knows this Gemara, says, Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anova, V'Yirashchet. When Yehuda Anasi passed away, so there was no more Anova, and there was no Yirashchet. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Latano. So Rabbi Yosef heard a Tana say this. He said, Loi Tisnei Anova, don't say that when Rebbe passed away, there was no more Anova. De'ikana was Benich. I'm here, and because I'm here, there's still Anova. Amalei Rav Nachman Latano. And then Rav Nachman turned to the Tana, and he said, Loi Tisnei Yirashchet. Don't say that there's no more Yirashchet, the Ikrana. If you take a look at the Gilyan Ashas sends you to a Rashi, Megillah Daf Chav Ches on the base, where Rashi had the Girs on this Gemara, not Omale Rav Nachman Latana, but it was Omale Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Latana. In fact, if you look at the Ein Yaakov brings this girsa also. Not Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anova V'Yirashchet. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, don't say it was Batla Yirashchet. You know why? Da Ikra Ano. And the emes is, every time you learn this Gemara, the Pella, Chazitzich Iber, it's Chozer V'Neir with the whole Ganskei. How could Rabbi Yosef say, like Tisni Anova V'Ikra Ano, but L'Inyoneinu, how could Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak say, like Tisni Yirashchet Ikra Ano? So Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you could say one Hergish. Everyone knows this Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael. So the Gemara, Umid Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nami Ein Mazel Yisrael. From Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we can defer, we can deduce, I should say, infer that Ein Mazel Yisrael. The Imid Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amrei Kaldai, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's mother once went to an astrologer, and she brought this, her child, and the astrologer said, Brich Gan Vahava, your son, he has no chance. He's going to be a ganef. You're wasting your time. Don't even be mechanech this child. But the mother heard that, and she said, no way. I'm not going to give up on my child. So she had an idea. The idea was that she never let her son go without a yarmulke. We know that that was something that was actually not so common to cover your head, but she said, my son, he's going to always cover his head. Unmulei. So she turned, she said, Kasi Reshech, Ki Hevit Tavaloch Imsa Deshmaim. Because as long as you cover your head, you wear a yarmulke, you're always going to have Yerushimaim. And not just that, Uboi Rachme. And she also told her son, Davin. And Davin, and Davin, and like this, hopefully everything is going to work out. Now, the Gemara says, Like Havayoda Mai Karmelei. Nachman Yisrael didn't know why his mother said this. Meaning, why was his mother so concerned that he's not going to have Yerushimayim? He didn't know the whole story. Abul Amaisa, this is what his mother said. So you listen to your mama, and he always wore a yarmulke, and he always davened. Yoy Mechad, the Gemara says, one day, Yosef Kagaris Tusi Diklo. Rav Nachman Yisrael was sitting underneath a palm tree, and he was learning. Nafal Glima Milove Reshe. And all of a sudden, his yarmulke fell off. Dali Eine, he looked up. Chazal Lediklo, he saw a dekel. Alme Yitzre, his Yetzahara came storming in, Solik Paskel Kibur Bashina, and he climbed on top of this tree and he bit off a fruit with his teeth. That's how much that Yetzahara came storming out. So I was thinking, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak became the great Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but he did it against all odds. He did it when he got a psak, he had a certificate from a greiser doctor, from a big astrologer, that told him, you have no chance. Brich gan vahava. But his mother didn't give up. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak went along, and Lamaisa, look what became from him. He became the great Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Hergish was, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi just passed away. And we know the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubas Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet talks about the incredible Ruchnias Digger demise that was at that time that Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi passed away. We always speak out to Chassam Sofer that one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, B'shas P'ti Rasi, was, don't be maspid me more than 30 days. Says the Gemara, why not? Because I don't want to be more than Moshe Rabbeinu. What was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's havamina? That Klal Yisrael was going to treat him more than they treated Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu was 30 days, why did he think they were going to treat him more? He says, because it's true. Avada, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, but after the Ptira Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Yeshua. Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnes, and it was Skenim, and there was still a Dardeya. But when Yehuda Nasi passed away, it became Malkav Sareb Agoyim Ein Torah. That's when the last 2,000 years that a Torah B'Loi Torah began. Ki Yodua, the devolvement of the spirituality of the world at that moment, it expedited in an incredible, incredible way. And so Kedai D'Chamina, that maybe there should be an Avelis, not for the mentor of Yehuda Nasi more than Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Yerid of the Dar. And the Yerida was so terrible that the Tana got up and he said, Misha Meis Rebbe, there's no more Anova, there's no more Yerushkeitz. From Nachum Yitzchak came and he said, I understand the feeling. And I understand there's a Hergish that there's no hope. And this Hergish, where are you going to come to Yerushamayim and Azadar? There's no Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, there's no Gedolim, where are we going to come to it? But he said, Loi Tisni Yerushkeitz. You know why? The Ikka Ano. He says, look at me. I'm somebody that they gave up on. And I'm someone that didn't stand a chance. Brich gan v'hafa. And it's true, it was hard. And it's a melchemes ha-yetza adayim mazeh. Ob ichem gevaren arab nachrim ba-yitzchak. And if that's the case, loy tis ne-yir ascheh. Don't say that this dar, or that you individually, are not shayach to yir ascheh. Anytime a person thinks that maybe he's not shayach to yir ascheh, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Teichiach. And that's exactly what Rav Nachman by Yitzchok himself was saying. Loi tisni yiras cheit ikka ano. The void of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, like Rabbi Shemaya said, is that he's a soymich neuflim. That a person finds himself in a matziv of nefila. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he's the answer. He's soymich all the neuflim. When a person feels miyuyish, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Teichiach. Loi tisni yiras cheit ikka ano. Skula from the Rebbe from Lublin, Schusi Yagan Aleinu, that when you learn a memra from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, this, the good news is there's a lot of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak in Shas. I saw in the Toldos Tanav Amiram, he says you could almost say that we have the Avayas Dabai Verova, Lulei the Mistafina, it's Avayas Dabai Verova, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, underrated, comes up a lot, but we have this Messiah from the Tzaddikim. Incidentally, according to Rashi Shita, Stam Rav Nachman is even Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. But either way, that's this Indian of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Shtaka will be zoicha to the schoolers that come from learning Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Here be Amenu Amen.